From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. The Smithsonian's National Air and Space Museum is expected to open its doors today after an early afternoon closing Saturday caused by anti-war protesters. NPR's Nancy Lyons reports there was apparently one arrest as the demonstrators rushed the building and clashed with museum guards.
Activist David Swanson says the group was trying to hold a peaceful demonstration against war and weaponry at the popular museum when they were met by security guards.
As we approached the doors, guards blocked the way and began spraying pepper spray in people's faces.
Smithsonian authorities say the protesters showed up with large posters and were asked to leave but refused. That's when pepper spray was used. Museum spokesman John Gibbons says up to 200 people were involved. Protest organizers say it was part of the anti-war demonstrations that began Thursday, on the 10th anniversary of the start of the war in Afghanistan. Nancy Lyons, NPR News, Washington.
NATO is reporting that at least two service members died today in an insurgent attack in southern Afghanistan. A leading online tech publication, Wired Magazine, is reporting that a computer virus that captures the strokes on a keyboard has infected networks used by pilots who control U.S. Air Force drones flown on the warfront. Wired says that there are no reports that classified data was lost. The Air Force is saying it doesn't discuss threats to its computer networks. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is meeting French President Nicolas Sarkozy in Berlin today in ongoing talks about shoring up Europe's banks. The BBC's Steve Evans has more.
Before the meeting, Chancellor Merkel said that the need to strengthen banks was urgent. How and who should pay is the question she and her French counterpart are now tackling. The disagreement is thought to be over a French wish that vulnerable French banks should have access to the Eurozone Central Bailout Fund. The German view is that this fund was not meant to help the banks of individual creditor countries. Rather, the German government feels, banks should raise money to strengthen their own finances, and if they can't, help should come from their own governments.
The BBC's Steve Evans. A warning from Syria's foreign minister to the international community. Tough measures will be taken, advises the official, against any country that recognizes the newly formed opposition Syrian National Council. Meanwhile, in Geneva, U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Betty King was sharply critical of Syria's crackdown on protesters.
A government that fails to respect the will of its people, denies the fundamental rights of its citizens, and chooses to rule through terror and intimidation cannot be considered legitimate and must step aside immediately.
This is NPR News. Retired Chinese President Jiang Zemin, age 85, this weekend attended ceremonies at the Great Hall of the People in Beijing. The event marked the centennial anniversary of the 1911 revolution. His appearance puts to rest speculation that he was gravely ill or, in fact, had died. In Ohio, authorities say they've apprehended four men accused of breaking into the home of an Amish man and cutting his hair and beard with scissors. It's common practice for married Amish men to have beards, and the attack on the 74-year-old man in his Holmes County home Tuesday night was believed to be an attempt to degrade and insult him. Likewise, Amish women do not cut their hair based on biblical teaching. The National Weather Service has issued red flag warnings for several states in the Midwest, saying there's heightened danger of fire. Anne Mostu with New England Public Radio is in Pennington County, Minnesota, where farmers are being asked to bring fire extinguishers when they head out into their fields.
It's been a combination of unseasonably warm temperatures, dry soil, and high winds that have created sort of a perfect condition for some really explosive fires across the state. The worst fire seems to be in the area just south of the Boundary Waters and the Canadian border near a town called Greenbush. That's been burning for 3 days, and more than 90 firefighters are working to contain it.
Reporter Anne Mostu. This weekend, about 100 prominent political, military, and civic leaders plan to call for total nuclear disarmament in the next 20 years. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.